400 years, 26 exhibits. Among them, a 1960 photo of an African-American woman in hat and gloves with her purse being dragged off Broad Street by two policemen with a German Shepherd. Associate Professor Nicole Sackley.
Policemen threatened Tinsley with arrest if she did not move on, and she said that it was her right to stand there.
Senior Miranda Rosenblum.
What this exhibition identifies is how Richmond has been shaped by protest.
From Patrick Henry through the Civil War, Civil Rights, Vietnam, Gay Rights, and Monument Avenue.
We have featured 26 protests across the centuries, and that was a very difficult number to come to because there have been hundreds and many uncounted. But we wanted to tell a story that ranged over time, over different kinds of people. So there's protests about war, about Vietnam and Iraq and the Civil War. There's protests about gender and LGBTQ rights. There is protest about racial injustices. There is protest about economic and labor conditions. One thing you'll find in our exhibition is that protest is not merely radical or progressive, but Richmonders across the political spectrum have raised their voices in protest for causes about which they believe.
Senior Abigail Kaiser.
If I had to have people walk away from this exhibition thinking one thing, it would really to be able to identify for themselves what protest means to them.
Commonly, we talk about protest as relating to the civil rights movement, specifically in the 1960s. However, in our exhibition, we're talking about long-term change and how again and again and again people have fought for their rights and have struggled to be heard and represented in various different kinds of ways.
The exhibition is at the University of Richmond's downtown campus from Friday, April 6th through September the 1st. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.